extra early.
Stop playing!
Welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Rob, Jay, Matt, and Zach.
What's up?
Hello.
What's up, everybody? Hello. And today we're playing Fortnite, and we're not talking about anything.
Or everything.
Well, actually, how much of the Gulag did you guys watch?
0.0.
I stopped, like I told you. As soon as I told you I was stopping, I was stopping. Hey, if we stay on for another 40 minutes, we could do a watch along with the new with the Fallout episode.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, next time will be Fallout Season 2, but since we didn't plan it, time it correctly, we're not talking about an episode.
But not that excited.
Oh, that's good. We want you to be too excited about it.
Not excited enough to want to stay up late and watch it.
Yeah. Heaven forbid.
God forbid.
That would be a good question of the day. Like, what's the latest you've ever stayed up to watch something and what was it?
Ooh. I think it's all those like midnight showings, like Spider-Man 2 or whatever.
I've never been to a midnight showing.
Really?
Never.
Not even for The Force Awakens?
Not even for The Force Awakens.
Thank goodness I didn't.
Matt, there's a team. There's someone up above us, just as a heads up.
Okay, roger that.
Oh, yeah, I suggest I play Fortnite.
No, that was me shooting. Well.
Okay. Oh, I see.
So we're not talking about an episode. I guess we could. I thought we might have been able to talk about the Gulag very briefly, but I guess not.
Roger that, Jay.
Guru and I watched the first 5 minutes till we figured out what was up.
I watched a movie. I went out of my way to watch a movie for the benefit of Rob's Movie Corner.
Okay. Should we jump into Rob's Movie Corner then?
Yeah. Take it away, Rob, and then I'll go.
Okay. I've got three. Obviously I saw other ones, but you know, my main three squeezes in the past 2 weeks have been, I saw Hamnet, which is like,
oh yeah. But did you tell us about that?
Did I, like, I'm trying to remember if it was like, I could have sworn it was less than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you said in the theater everybody was crying, so it's hard for you not to do the same.
Yeah, it was a little heavy. Okay, maybe I did go through that. Old content.
I don't remember you talking about it. Sexy Shakespeare and Sexy Shakespeare's Wife.
Exactly. Yeah, very like emo Shakespeare, which I guess is probably accurate to real Shakespeare. And yeah, it was good. It was very heavy. Apparently, like, the novel's pretty popular, and it's based on that. But it's by the director of The Eternals, everyone's favorite Marvel movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I recommend for sure. And so yeah, Netflix has been kind of killing it recently, and I saw Wake Up Dead Man, aka Knives Out Part 3. And it was quite good.
Was that out? Knives Out 3 is out?
Oh, yeah, Knives Out 3.
I gotta watch that.
I like how they kept to keep calling it a Knives Out mystery. They really kind of walked themselves up a creek with that one.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure they were tempted to do a Benoit Blanc mystery or whatever, but like, I don't know.
Just bite the bullet and go for it, I say.
Yeah.
But how much longer do they intend to keep doing the Knives Out mystery thing?
I thought the Edward Norton one, I thought, was pretty bad.
What do you think, Rob?
Hashtag too woke. No, it was...
it was just not good.
Yeah, I think that is the weakest of the three. Yeah, this, I would say, is, like, the second best.
Coming, Zach, on your right. Okay.
Like, you got Josh Brolin as a pissed-off priest. There's still, like, some Trumpianness to it. I mean, like, Rian Johnson's, like, acknowledged that it's always going to be, like, political.
It's always gonna be about Trump.
Yeah, essentially. In one way or another. Yeah. I mean, maybe it'll be about Elon Musk, but that's really about Trump too. So yeah, it's gonna be. And like, I mean, he's always said, like, oh well, Agatha Christie was always about the time it was set in, so, and the time it was written. So
wow, comparing himself to Agatha Christie, that sounds
like,
you know,
they're like the same quality. Yeah, exactly. I mean, even he's even better because he directed The Last Jedi, right? I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, I would see Agatha Christie do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
did she ever direct a Star Wars movie? I think not.
Did she ever create Porgs? No, I don't think so.
That's right.
Forget it.
Worthless.
But it was a good movie. It was fun, and you know, I always think I'm like, oh, I'm going to figure this one out. I never do. So
there's no way the Edward Norton one, there's no way you could have figured it out. That's I mean, like, I don't remember the specifics. I just remember feeling like this is ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, like, he's smart and like he knows exactly what you're thinking and like how many steps ahead you are. So if you're 5 steps ahead, he's like 10 steps ahead. So I mean, it is
impressive. Sounds like you love Rian Johnson.
I'm not the biggest Last Jedi guy, but I mean, I guess I like it more than Matt does.
I get the Christie's like, what if I made a Hercule Poirot book where what if he's really dumb and he can't solve mysteries? Huh? See, I just subverted your expectations.
Genius. What if he sounded like Colonel Sanders? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I recommend it. It's on Netflix, so who gives a shit? Just watch it.
Yeah, I'll check it out for sure.
Yeah. And then the third.
Hey, can we get in this hot air balloon?
Sure.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Second one.
I think we have a Chivo that's like shoot at people from a
from the hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So the third one is this movie called, which I don't think people have heard of that much. It's called Grand Theft Hamlet. Is anybody? It's a documentary. Wow.
Not to be confused with Hamnet.
Not to be confused. Oh God, it flew away.
What? Zach, did you launch it too early?
I didn't do anything. Don't blame me.
I blame you.
We're going into the storm, by the way.
Yeah. How do we like? Do we like turn it? How
just,
do we
just jump out? Just jump.
We're gonna die. Anyway,
okay, so Grand Theft Hamlet.
So Grand Theft Hamlet, I always want to say Hamnet now because.
Yeah, you said it definitely said Hamnet, and I got confused.
Wait, did actually? Oh, my bad. All right. So yeah, Grand Theft Hamlet is a documentary. It's on Mubi, MUBI, right now, and it's about like during the pandemic, these like out of work British actors were playing Grand Theft Auto online, which is like not an MMO, but like it is like a lot of players.
Oh, Rob, you don't know your Tuesday Night Gaming lore. There was a time when we played Grand Theft Auto online.
That is true. I think I was there for that. Yeah, this is about us. Are we out of work actors? I mean, who isn't? Really?
In some ways we are.
Yeah. That's especially Matt. Yeah. But it's basically they were like, they found a little like theater in the game and they're like, oh, you know what? We could actually make a little play here and like get entered in, like show it to like the other players, and they started like trying to recruit other actors that are playing Grand Theft Auto online, which is always chaotic because it's Grand Theft Auto, so it's a bunch of trolls and people running vehicles into each other, and like people are flaky and sometimes English isn't their first language, and it was just it's certainly a trial, but they eventually find a group of actors that are really into Shakespeare, and they audition, and there's struggles, and like it's hard getting everyone's schedules together.
This is a movie. They made a movie out of this.
This is a documentary. Because one of the actors' wife is a documentary filmmaker, and so she eventually she's kind of part of the film, but like her avatar is in the game as well sometimes, and she's filming everything, and like
sounds interesting
her perspective. Yeah. And then they ended up like producing the film, and and they do like different, they pick locations in the GTA world that like match the play, so it feels authentic.
Oh, like a set.
Yeah, as like a set, and they got like an audience that like some audiences will be in one section, some will be in the others. So it was a whole elaborate production, and it comes off pretty well. There's not like a huge amount of conflict. It's pretty like chill, but it was like set during the pandemic, a couple slightly depressed British men, so they're not gonna be like the most crazy drama to it, but. It's a good vibe, and don't expect a huge amount of excitement, but it's fun.
I mean, it's like the Raiders documentary about the fan movie.
Yes. The interesting thing is there's no talking heads, which I thought there would be. Like, it's all set in the GTA Online verse, 100% of it. You only see what they look like at the very last, 20 seconds or something. You're like, okay.
Interesting. It's the also well, runs your red versus blue.
Bunch of sweaty nerds sitting at a computer.
Exactly.
We're talking about
we would
me?
Never know about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It is us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except we never were so organized to do something like that.
Ooh, a car. A car.
Anybody want a sniper rifle? Nope.
Nope.
Hello?
Oh, man, you should have let Jay bust out his new car.
No, I it's already jumped in. It doesn't change. Seater. Yeah, it's a four-seater. Here's a balloon.
Oh, all right. Wait, don't get in yet, Jay. Let's all get in at the same time.
I am polite.
All right. Nice, Rob.
Yep, no problem.
Anything else to say about your movies?
No, those are the main three. Oh, don't see Wicked for Good.
It was already moving. It was already moving.
It's all right. I'm not blaming you. I'm just pointing out a fact that it is now moving. Does anybody know how to control these hot air balloons?
I don't think you can.
I think it's on a predestined route.
Okay.
Predetermined route.
Is it time for my movie now?
Sure.
So I went out of my way to watch Weapons.
Oh.
And boy, was that disappointing.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, Rob, it was overhyped. Just like, okay. I keep watching these movies that are overhyped and then they don't match my high expectations.
Hmm.
Like, you know, for Weapons, it was like the most original screenplay. All these studios are bidding for it. Sure. You know, it was unbelievably amazing and innovative. And it's like, it's not.
Yeah. It's one of the best selling scripts.
Yeah. And I couldn't figure out why.
Yeah.
Are we spoiling it?
I mean, it's got to be pretty old by now, right? Right?
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's still a earlier this year movie. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So,
okay.
But it's been streaming for a while, so no one has an excuse not to see it.
Yeah. Well, it's like, oh my God, you know, the impression not to, it's when you find out the reason that the kid, like the whole thing is why are the kids missing? And you find out halfway through the movie and it's like, oh wow. We thought it was the teacher who was abducting the kids and doing nefarious things to them, but turns out it's just some other woman who's stole the kids and is doing nefarious things.
We're
going to
hurt.
Oh, God.
If you jump out, it turns your glider on.
I agree with that, Matt. Yeah, it's, oh, God.
You agree, Jay?
Rob agrees. Yeah. Yeah, I was a little, because the trailer is so mysterious and you're like, oh, why are all these kids leaving? Is this some sort of like existential dread or something? And it's it's just a very practical reason. You're like, oh, okay.
And it's like, really? it's like a fairy tale villain, right? It's like, okay.
Yeah.
There's no like twist or additional. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mind remained firmly unblown.
Yeah. Or it's magic. It's like literally magic, right?
Yeah.
Right. So exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about me?
Yeah.
He's magic.
Talk about me.
I know someone, I heard someone defending it because some other people have also thought that. And they did make a point of like, at a certain point, you're going to have to reveal what the reason is. And it's you're going to kind of pick a genre. Like, it's going to be either like werewolves or vampires or something. Like, so
I thought it would
have
been like a cult.
The Knight Rider car.
Yeah.
It didn't.
Uh-oh.
Bullshit.
Who goes there?
Hello?
Hello. We're talking about Weapons. Did you see it?
The movie Weapons?
Yeah, the movie Weapons.
Never heard of it.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
This guy's almost dead. I almost killed him.
That pole right here. He's almost
What's
dead.
What's it about?
It's about the abducted kids.
Oh. The kids that all run out of the house at the same time.
And there's like a dad who's like, I need to find my kids.
Yeah, exactly. Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin being very Josh Brolin.
Being peak Josh Brolin.
I thought that was annoying for a second.
I lost my card.
I watched a different movie with Josh Brolin.
Apocalypse now?
Did you watch
Apocalypse? X-Men?
Knives Out 3?
Yes.
Okay. We're just talking about it. What did you think?
We said, we were like, it's fine. It's more Knives Out.
Did you like it more than Glass Onion, though?
No, I don't think so. Because Glass Onion is kind of funny. I don't know.
Kind of
this one, it was very, like, felt like it had some opinions about religion it needed to get out.
Oh, you have an axe to grind about that too.
God, religion.
I have an axe to grind, or Ryan Johnson?
Ryan Johnson.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
But he's an axe to grind with like every movie. I don't know.
In The Last Jedi, it was... Never mind.
How can Ryan Johnson think he has anything original to say about religion? That's insane.
Yeah, it's very 2005.
Anyone have anything original to say about religion?
No. Anything that's been said about religion has been said hundreds of years ago.
I thought it was more about Trump, though, because of the cult of personality aspect.
Because he's doing a press conference?
Yeah, what?
Speaking of unoriginal stuff.
Yeah. What if someone had opinions on Trump? Yeah.
All right. I can go next. We're installing Rob's Movie Corner, guest starring Alana, everybody. Okay, so Guru and I watched two movies. The first is called The Namesake, which is about Patel? Patel. Sorry. Cal Penn.
Or Cal Penn. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Racist.
Out. I'm sorry. Call me out.
Yeah, well, you almost tricked me for a second, because I was like, wait, does he actually know this movie and know the guy? I was so impressed.
Isn't it Miranair? Miranair? What's it?
Yeah, Zora Mamdani's mom.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, don't watch it. I say don't watch it because at the end, Guru and I were like, we don't understand what this movie was trying to say. Or like the general point it was trying to make.
Is it just a boring, like, based on a true story, guy finds his...
Well, no, it wasn't that boring, and it wasn't based on a... Oh, sorry. It wasn't that boring. It wasn't based on a true story. It was just sort of the classic second gen. His parents work really hard, but he doesn't really appreciate it, and he doesn't feel at home in America or in India or what. And then he marries a... Actually, he's from Bengal, excuse me. So he marries a Bengali woman, and she's not happy, and he's not happy, and then... At the end, he's like, I don't know what to do. And then the movie ends. So we were like, what? Anyway. So we
up for the sequel.
I don't think so. Anyway, and then we also watched a movie you may have heard of called It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
Did either of you stay awake?
Yes, we stayed awake.
Wow.
Was it a struggle?
I don't believe it.
It was a bit of a struggle. It takes too long to get to the... Back to the Future 2 part, which is the best part of the movie. And it really is like Back to the Future 2. Like, he goes to his hometown and it's all like strip clubs and gambling dens and all that stuff. Pretty funny. We also watched a version that was colorized.
What?
That's weird.
That's outrageous.
Wait, whatever, judgment.
Why would you do that, sir?
It actually made it more watchable.
Oh my god. Oh, really?
Why you watch an AI version where they like punch it up a little bit?
You know, why
they like
go
stuff
out
outside
deal with
the
it.
Frames?
Yeah. An AI version starring Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that does sound better.
Well, so how I don't know. Do you guys, how well do you guys remember it?
I remember it pretty well. We watched it up.
I've never seen it.
Oh my god.
That's why you're judging it. It's I think it's good. I'm like, this is a hot take.
I mean, it's not perfect. Like, the middle where it sets up the whole like time travel thing, it takes too long. But yeah. You know, what do you expect from a movie? Do you guys remember a part where
it's not my house?
Do you guys remember there's a part where he goes to see the love interest and her mom says, "What are you all doing down there?" And the love interest says, "He's violently making love to me, mother." I was like, what?
Nice.
How did they get away with that?
Chicken bow wow.
But yeah, so my favorite, that was my favorite part. Do you guys remember at the end when they're all giving him money?
Yeah, sure.
Not really, actually, but yeah. Okay,
well, so the whole kind of premise of the movie is... He gets swindled out of money and he's going to kill himself because his business is going to close and he's going to lose everything. But then all of his friends, the whole town that he has made such a positive opinion effect on, all come together and like basically crowdsourcing to get him the money that he needs. And even the guy whose job it is to like collect the money gives him a little bit.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a
spirit. How did he get swindled? Did they have Bitcoin back then?
It's because his business partner is like a moron.
Oh.
Who leaves the money out where the bad guy can steal it. I shouldn't say moron. That's not nice. He's just old.
Zach, enemy coming in.
All right, let's go. So those are, yeah, my two movies. As everyone, we're on Jay and Alana.
That's me, Jay.
That's what you get. That's what you get.
Why do you hate Han Solo?
I shot first.
Yep. Alana, you watching Pluribus?
No, but we will. There's I think we're gonna wait till it's all out, and then we're gonna like binge it. Well, obviously we watched Knives Out because we just talked about that,
right?
And we rewatched Palm Springs.
Oh, you love that!
Oh, you love that movie.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, we watched all of How I Met Your Mother in the last 4 weeks.
Even the seasons where it got bad.
The whole thing.
Even the curse last season.
We just let it run in the middle of the night.
Wait, Alan, did you watch? There's an episode where Barney is like, Ted, you're all alone. It's like a horrible nightmare alternative timeline.
What are you talking about?
So there's some episode where Ted is like the last one left at the bar. All of his friends have moved on.
We watched that one. It's Ted and Barney talking to future Ted and future Barney and 10 minutes from now Ted and 10 minutes from now Barney. Yeah, that one came through.
Rob, you got a guy coming in.
Yeah, oh God.
I heard it's like a nightmare, as I said.
It's effectively sad.
I'm gonna die, Jack.
Because it's like all the B and the C plots they reveal happened a long time ago, and he was at the booth fully by himself. It was a pretty good shakeup of their usual formula. Yeah, they did a good job with it.
I think that show holds up.
In some ways.
It holds up better than I thought it was going to, but the Barney stuff is still pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was bad at the time.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Does it help he's play by gay guy, though?
No.
That makes it okay.
I don't know. Maybe. A little bit.
Weekend at Barney's.
Watch any other movies, Andrew?
Movies.
Yeah.
Movies.
This is not Rob's TV show corner.
Yeah.
We rewatched Palm Springs.
Yeah, it's another one. Watch Knives Out.
Watch Knives Out.
Oh, we watched The Librarian Quest for the Spear.
What's that?
The librarian. Wow. The librarians?
The
librarian. One librarian.
There's only one librarian? I thought there were multiple librarians.
The TV show is The Librarians.
We haven't done enough homework to watch The Librarians. We need to start with the trio of movies.
Yeah, there's three librarian movies, which are basically like low rent Indiana Jones.
Straight to TV.
With Noah Wiley. And
he's so handsome.
Oh, no.
The first one, Kyle MacLachlan is the bad guy. The lady who played Lady Deathstrike in X2 in like almost the same role, except she talks.
Kelly who?
Yeah, her.
Who?
Yeah. It's like who's on first?
Because yeah. I know this is not the TV corner, but is anybody watching Man on the Inside?
Ooh.
Is that the one with Ted Danson?
Yeah, Ted Danson. You know who's in the second season?
No.
Hoshi Sato from Enterprise.
Wow.
Whoa, no way.
Yeah, I was like, good for you. Getting work.
Yeah. That's a good pull.
Oh, yeah.
How's she looking?
She looks great.
Nice. So she's not one of the old people in the old folks home?
He's at a college. And you know who else? You know who's at the college with him? My man, David Strathern.
And who's that?
Dude, David Strathern. He's in everything.
Good night and good luck.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I said it.
He was the villain in Zootopia 2. Spoiler alert.
Wait, really? Okay. That's funny.
Yep. He was on The Expanse.
Ah, of course.
Yeah.
That's all I need to say.
I have his autograph, Rob.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. I actually have it on two separate items. That's how much of a fan I am.
Cool. Anyway. All right, anything else? Should we move on to questions of the day?
Sure. And I have a great question.
Are there any other movies?
I don't know. Anyone have any other movies? And speak now, forever hold your peace.
Oh.
We watched a little bit of Mad Men with when parents were here.
Oh, my. Wait, why are we doing this again? Why are we doing this surfboard?
Nobody knows.
Why are we doing the surfboard?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Never mind. We were talking about that.
Okay.
Oh God, the surf is pushing me back. All right, let's do questions of the day because Zach wanted to go to Betty by early. Question number one is a great question, in my opinion, that has been debated for quite a while. Should you use your smartphone whilst in the bathroom? Specifically, number two.
Of course. What else would you do?
Is there a choice? Yeah.
Not supposed to, but people.
Says
obviously
who?
It says people who don't want fecal matter on their phones.
Why would there be fecal matter on your phones? I'm afraid to ask.
Well, do you always close the lid when you go number two?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Because
if you don't, you might as well use your phone because the particles are going to go everywhere anyway.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, what about at work when there is no lid?
Exactly.
That's worse.
Exactly.
So just all the particles are in the air all the time?
Yes, yeah. When you flush, it sends the particles into the air.
But your phone's in my pocket when I flush.
Every time?
I'm going to die.
I mean, yeah, just about.
I'm on my way, Jay.
Are you guys closing the lid every time you flush?
Yeah, I do. But Zach's right, and I work. No, I
I mean, I try to get into the habit of doing it. I'm usually pretty good about it. So, yeah.
But that would be you see why though.
I do.
You know.
Ooh, a crown.
Watch out, Zach. You got steps near you.
Behind you.
Above me.
So, I would say in an ideal world. In an ideal world you would not. But we don't live in
We're only human.
Yeah.
We're only human.
Rob, you okay?
Yeah, I got him.
In an ideal world, we just have we have an actual TV there and we can just do it all on the
Yeah, but the TV looks back at you.
Yeah. Did you see that Texas is suing like smart TV companies because they say that the smart TVs spy on you?
No, I did not. But that's great.
If no, it's gonna make the prices higher.
I'm going to say that in the ideal world you wouldn't. In reality, you do. Germs don't bother me that much. So I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there are any like recorded cases of people actually getting sick from their smartphone.
It's like eating a spoonful of dirt every day.
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't have to get sick for it to be gross.
Sure, but
and you know,
isn't that the fear though? Is that why it's gross? Because you'll get sick?
No, I think things can just be gross for the sake of being gross.
Yeah, it's just unsanitary.
Like, Alana, would you, if you, like, touch poop and then wash your hands, like, it's fine. Is it fine? Because you washed your hands? I mean, it's
what?
Still, I think it's still pretty gross.
What, you're never going to use your hands again?
No, I'm just saying, the experience is gross, even if you wash your hands afterwards. Yeah.
I don't see your point.
No, I'm sure you don't. Okay, so I said, go ahead. Sounds like Zach is on team go ahead.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't know. Like, yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Life's short.
We live in the modern world. It's gonna happen. Everything's gross. Like,
yeah,
just accept it. Yeah.
There's a team right above us.
Above you, say?
Yep.
All right.
On my ping.
So we're all on the same page. Everybody's cool with it.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh God.
All right. I'm on my way, boys. Looking up question number two. Question number two comes to us courtesy of Zach. If you were offered the call for adventure, the call to adventure, would you take it?
I don't think this one requires any explanation.
I don't know.
It'd be like if Indiana Jones showed up at your house and said, "We're going after the Lost Ark. We could get fortune and glory, but you might get hurt or killed in the process."
There's a lot of different calls to adventure. Like, Your Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru could get murdered.
Well, right. I thought about saying that, but the problem is, it's like, if you don't do it, then your Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru just die.
and then you just stay home and
don't do it, then Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru live. If you had stayed home, maybe Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru would still be alive.
No. Okay, so what I'm saying is, if you were offered an adventure where it's like, let's say you make money, you don't save anybody's life if you succeed, but like you get fortune and glory, like Indiana Jones said, but you could get hurt or killed in the process, would you do it?
And I would say no way. I have lives that depend on me. I'm not doing that.
If I wasn't married.
Yeah, it'll take you away from your current life for a long time. And that's more of the problem.
Or perhaps permanently.
Right.
Yeah.
Gimme.
I knew Jay wouldn't turn it down.
Jay, yeah. Jay and Rob, this is it. This is your opportunity.
Yeah, we're single, and we're ready. Solo, solo, lonely, whatever. As yeah, my niece right. says.
Wow, thanks, niece.
Something in my life, apparently.
I love it still lingers, what she said.
Forever scarred.
Well, that didn't fully reboot me.
Zach, we're reading The Alchemist with the kids, and they're like, every person's personal journey or something. Do you remember that concept?
Yeah.
The Alchemist? Yeah. So it's like that.
How are they liking it?
I don't think
they're liking it.
They're not too blown away, I'll be honest.
I mean, it's no Harry Potter.
No, it's not. Like, it's keeping their interest, but yeah, they're not okay. Blown away.
Classic book.
An Alchemist? Isn't that like an adult book?
The Alchemist? No, it's a kid's. It was like Zach's favorite book in like middle school.
Mm-hmm. Really? I thought Mom read it for book club.
Well, I mean, anybody could read it, but I think the intended audience is, it's like Ender's Game, like the intended audience is younger.
Yeah, Matt, how come you're not reading Ender's Game?
I could be.
Violent.
You know what book Allison is read in her fifth grade class? Hatchet.
Hatchet's Ooh. A great book.
Juan's favorite.
Yeah, Hooker's cool a great book. Cop.
You know what's a good book too is My Side of the Mountain. You remember that book?
I of course I remember that book.
I remember it existing. I don't think I ever actually read it.
I have to admit, I never read it. Yeah.
Yeah, Hatchet's so good. Is Allison having nightmares though? It's kind of scary.
No, they just finished Brian's Winter. You'll have to ask her all about it at
Christmas.
You know, at Christmas. That's
Brian's Brian's Winter. That's every kid's first alternative timeline.
Apparently, they did. Apparently, yeah, she was telling me how people didn't like the actual sequel to Hatchet and they made him change it.
Oh, there's an actual sequel?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like, we don't like what happened to Brian. You gotta like write something else. And you're okay.
Wait, what happens? Does he have like the same situation like a Die Hard 2? He's like, not again.
I think so. Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
He like goes home and his parents are dead or something. I don't know.
It's like the fans demanding Arthur Conan Doyle bring Sherlock Holmes back.
I think it is pretty much like that, yeah.
Has
she read Holes yet?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
She has read Holes and seen the movie.
Huh?
Yep. That's a good one. So yeah, all the classics. None of that woke
me and Guru with movies. What would you say?
I said none of that woke stuff, but never mind. Yeah, white male protagonists all the way.
Starting with the big HP himself.
Man versus nature, as long as it's a white man.
That's right.
Was it My Side of the Mountain, woman versus nature?
No, it's also a boy.
Oh.
A boy.
I guess he's kind of effeminate looking, because I remember the cover and it looked like a woman.
Yeah, because he has long hair, gender boxed. Mm-hmm. Okay, question number 3.
Wait, did everybody answer?
Yes.
Oh, well, I think you guys assume me and Jay would just go on an adventure, which I don't know. Like, if it's the actual me, if I'm Indiana Jones, yes.
It's actually you. No, it's actually
no, it's
you.
It's literally you.
Then maybe not. No, I don't want to die. No, I feel like I would not be good. I would also be like very nervous. Like if someone's shooting at me, I'd be like, "This is terrible." No, I'm sorry. Jay's the brave one.
Woo!
So Jay accepts the call to adventure.
Maybe as long as I don't have to kill anyone. Sure.
No. You wouldn't. I don't think you have to kill him. You have to. You may have to hold like somebody else back while they kill someone.
But okay, what if it? No, never mind. I was trying to think of like something like kind of low stakes, like National Treasure. But people could get. The whole point is that people could get hurt or killed.
I think that's kind of high stakes. Yeah, you could get sent to federal prison.
All right, now we'll leave it as it is. No more follow ups.
Question number three. What is the... we'll go with Zach's question.
Yeah.
Another Zach question.
I feel so validated.
Would you date someone taller or shorter than you?
Yes and yes.
Well, I mean, like, unless you're going to date someone who's exactly your height.
It's your question.
But you read it wrong.
How would you phrase it?
If you're a guy, would you date someone taller than you? And if you're a woman, would you date someone shorter than you?
Oh, wow.
We're asking the real questions.
I didn't phrase it that way. I would say yes. I would love to be cuddled and like taken care of.
You want to be like the little spoon? In this?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. That would be great. Yeah,
that's cool. I dated briefly a woman who was taller than me, and it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah,
yeah.
Climbing that mountain.
What's so bad about it? Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing's like bad. It's just not that different, and it feels weird to be like smaller than her. Olin, are you playing or are you just dying?
I'm not playing.
Okay.
Yes. Does that mean one of you guys has to buy the expansion?
Yeah,
I was going to say, can you host the game for us?
No. Anyway, Olin, how about you? Would you date a guy shorter than you?
I don't know, because I'm really short. I'm 5'2". So that would be a very short man. And I'd be worried about their nutrition or like they have a hormonal disorder.
Wow. Or we should be worried about your hormonal disorder?
No, because I'm a woman.
Wow. This is so gender boxed of an episode today.
Yeah. Dang.
Oh, I knew a girl in college who was almost legally considered a dwarf, but she was not.
What's her name, Naomi?
No.
Yeah. So I would say definitely yes. Jay sounds like he's yes. Zach is sounding like no.
No, I say yes. My answer to the question is yes, because I have. I'm just saying don't get your hopes up, if you know what I mean.
Hey.
I have no idea what you mean.
In reality, no.
Yeah, I lean towards no. I don't know. I feel like the tallest person I dated was like maybe an inch or two shorter, but like it was still... I don't know. It felt a little like Zach. I think it's like a little bit imbalanced in some way. Like your brain is just like, I don't know. Something.
It just feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've dated both. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
All right. Anything else, guys? Anything else?
No.
All right.
I think we did a good job stretching this out.
Yeah, we did. All of our episodes should be like that. Skip the TV review.
I want a muscle mommy. Give me muscle mommy who can just lift me over her head.
That's right. Take me away.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/upcslanty at 8 p.m. We're taking a week off after this. And then Fallout Season 2. And
are we taking off 1 or 2 weeks?
We'll discuss. Okay, group up with us next time. Wait, Jay, for the outro music, do you want to sing the Knight Rider theme song again and Matt can edit it in?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-